You know when I like being around men like you the best? That's when I know that you'd like nothing more than to take me into your arms and devour me with your mouth as foreplay for what you really want to do to me, to plunder my warm, wet cunt with your throbbing in your cock. The idea is funny to me. I mean, you devour me. I could go on and on how much that amuses me, but I'd rather show you my pet. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. You seem shocked to see my fangs. Oh, shush. No use struggling or making a sound. I thought the pale, cold skin would give me away, but then men would get so horny around me that they lose all good sense and stop noticing tiny details like that. Like the fact that I am stone cold dead. So, there is no warm and wet cunt for you to plunder with your cock. No use for devouring my mouth with yours. Oh, how this disappoints you. You wanted to have mad, frenzied sex with me tonight, didn't you? You were hoping to take me out to this dark and quiet alley at the back of the club, hike my skirt up, and fuck me senseless against this brick wall. I'm still thinking if I'll let you do that. You could, you know. Being undead doesn't mean we don't appreciate human acts like sex. It reminds me of the time when I was human. I used to be so sweet and virginal then. If I only knew I'd eventually be seduced and bitten by my maker, I would have been quite the slut before him, let me tell you. So many wasted opportunities for naughtiness. But I digress. I'm feeling generous tonight. For this time only. And most probably the last time for you. I will let you fuck me. Would you like to bury your hot, throbbing shaft inside me? I love warm things inside me. I miss feeling warm, to tell you the truth. You get cold awfully fast without blood in your veins to warm you up. Let me lift up my skirt for you, baby. Show you my lace panties and my garter and thigh high stockings. Help you decide. Would you like me to wrap my legs around your waist? Perhaps you can push my panties to the side while I open my thighs for you. You can see and touch my glistening wet cunt. Not as warm as you'd expect, but it's so moist and wet to the touch. My clit just throbbing and as slick and smooth as when I was a normal girl. Oh, you've decided quite fast, you horny bastard. I guess the sight of pussy makes every guy lose all sense. It's like you forgot what I could do to you. Yes, touch me right there. You're quite good at this. And if I touch you there, too. yes, you're really hard for me. Now, tell me, are you excited because of my body or because you like the danger? You don't really know if I'm going to kill you or just feed on you. I love having this power over you. smelling your fear and arousal. It usually makes your blood all the more richer and delicious to me. Like, the taste is sharper somehow. I know Master told me not to dilly-dally and get it over with, lest I get caught, but I can't help myself. I fucking love playing with my food. Oh my, yes. You take that cock out and fuck me. Thrust into me. Harder. You can do whatever you want to me. I'm not some mere girl who will break if you push me hard. Your hands gripping, my arms hard enough to bruise me, as if he could keep me from escaping if I wanted to. Yes, do it. Come inside me. I want all of that warm cum shooting inside me, filling me. It's been so long since a human wanted to show his cum inside me after I've shown him my fangs. Oh God, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck me. Please. Yeah. Fuck. Yes. That's so good. Yes. Oh. Did you enjoy yourself? Oh, good. I'm so glad. At least you have a good memory to take with you to the afterlife. You taste delicious. Well, taste it, I mean.